ziti macaroni and cheese, eggplant parmesan, all made in-house. Pretzels, knishes. Knishes go really quick.
I'm Yitzi Childress at 6313 Reicherstown Road.
And I'm a counter boy, I interface with customers, and suffer the brunt of all the shortcomings of the entire system.
Pick up or delivery.
Do you want to leave a tip for the driver? Okay, thank you. Bye.
So growing up here, I was raised an Orthodox Jew, and where we are, we're on the line right between the Orthodox community and the Black community. And I always felt like there was this line that I shouldn't cross because it was someone else's community across that line. And growing up, I realized that, like, it's because I didn't have, like, good, like, racial understanding of different peoples because I was raised so sheltered. But just when I was young, I felt like I was approaching here, and it was just, like, this wall on this block specifically. I mean, even when I was 19, I'm 26 now. Even when I was 19, I was still, you know, very ingrained in the community. Like, it wasn't everyone. It was just myself and my Jews. And it wasn't until after that, when I stopped practicing, that I really started becoming comfortable with this idea that, you know, we share a space with a lot of different people. And it's not supposed to be, there's not supposed to be a wall there, you know? I thought I wanted to be a rabbi, a priest, and the Jewish faith, and one of the things that I was doing towards that end is it's a local program where they have young kids being mentored by older kids, but in like large groups, like, so they send all the kids like on like a day trip. And so I went on one of those, and I got four of the brightest middle school kids just in my group, and these kids asked me all the standard, you know, faith questions, if there is a God, like, why does bad stuff happen, assorted others. And I smiled and gave all the answers that I, like, had been trained with since I was very young. And then after that experience, you know, I felt, I don't know exactly how to describe this feeling, just started welling up, you know, from deep in my gut, that it, like, it didn't feel right that I was giving such young, moldable minds this, like, rote answer. Like, when I hadn't really thought about it that deeply, yeah, you know, that's what I had been told by rote, you know, well, this is why we do these things. But I never really believed it. And it was going on this and trying to teach that to other kids, you know, was my awakening to actually look at it and question it.
Where are you at right now with faith and organized religion and stuff?
Comfortably agnostic. I'm okay with the idea that there could be a God. And I'm okay with people practicing whatever they're cool with. And I just like being respectful and not having to worry about what an invisible guy in the sky might be thinking about what I'm doing. It's kind of like being in a mafia. It's kind of exactly what it is. You stay in good graces with the heads, right? And they got you taken care of. Don't worry. Don't even think about leaving. And that sort of like fear of leaving, they don't threaten to cut off your kneecaps, but they threaten to cut off you spiritually. I have severed ties with the man who was my rabbi and lost his graces, to keep a metaphor, you know.
And yet you have effectively stepped away.
I like to think, in a sense, I have, except here I am working in a Jewish-owned store that, you know, is the center of, like, the Jewish world on this block, basically, you know. I have stepped away in one sense, but in the other sense, like, I live right here on this block, right? Middle of Pikesville. But I would rather start to foster a relationship with a larger global community.
I imagine the great irony, though, is that you probably never feel quite so Jewish as when you start hanging out with non-Jews, right? Like, people outside the community, right? When everybody else is around you Jewish, well, then you don't feel like, you don't really feel that identity so much.
Yes, that is, I never thought about that, but very, very true. I'm the token Jew in a lot of my circles.